Thank you for calling Flora Financial. This call may be monitored and recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Please hold.
Good morning, Flora Financial. Hassan speaking.
Hi, my name is Ruben. I work at Bank of Cardiff. I have some questions. A customer called me asking for some inquiries about their loan that they have with you guys, so I just want to see if you can help me out. That way I can get back to them.
Okay, what's the name of the deal?
Allstate Erectors.
Alrighty. So, what were their questions? You said.
So basically, the owner, it's Mr. James Howard. He passed away this past month.
Okay.
So they were trying to find out how to go about putting the loan under someone else's name, and how the process works. They said they've been trying to contact you guys, but they haven't been able to reach out. So they reached out to me. I work in the customer service here. So.
Yeah. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
Hey, sir, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you, try to see if I can put you in touch over with my colleague, John. He's the one who leads our collections department, all right? And he would be the one who could better assist you here. You're just calling us. We're working the renewal side here on our end.
Okay.
All right, so give me 1 second.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Hold on for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
This is Sherry with Fora Financial. How may I help you?
Hi, Sherry. My name is Ruben. I work over at Bank of Cardiff in the customer service department. One of our customers that
Ruben?
Funded a loan. Yes.
Ruben. What company are you with, Ruben?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes.
C-A-R-T?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Oh, C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Yeah, I needed to know. Okay.
And so a customer reached out to me, and we funded a loan with you guys. And basically, the owner of the business passed away. So they wanted to know what process do they have to take in transferring the loan to someone else's name, or how does everything work?
Okay, no problem. Well, before I continue, I just need to just verify some information with you. What is the name of the company?
Bank of Cardiff.
No, not your company.
Oh, I'm sorry.
the merchant company, because there's no Bank of Cardiff in the system. So
no, I got you. I apologize. It's Allstate Erectors.
Allstate Erectors. Okay, yeah, that's what I needed, because I'm like, there's no Bank of Cardiff in the system. Okay, so another piece of information. Just need you to verify the merchant's last four of either their social or tax ID.
Okay. The social last four is 6471.
Great. And then the merchant's name, not the you just gave me the company name, but their the merchant's name who passed away.
James Howard.
Great. Okay. So you said the merchant passed away, and let me just make sure I'm understanding you correctly. The individual wants the loan transferred into their name.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the relationship to the relationship that this person has with the merchant who unfortunately met his demise?
I believe it's his son.
Oh, it's his son. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have proof of death certificate?
I don't. They just called me because they said they've been trying to get a hold of Fora, and they haven't been able to reach out to anyone. So I send out customer service emails to check in on people, and they got back to me. They didn't really give me much information, but I can always, you know, have them reach out to you directly if possible.
Yeah, that's probably better, because I'll be asking you all these questions, and you may say, well, I'm not too sure, I don't know.
Yeah,
but do you know if the business is still open, or you don't even know?
Yeah, it is. They're going to keep it going. They just want to make sure that they get the loan out of his name.
Oh, okay. And do you know when the merchant died?
I believe they said September 15, if I remember correctly.
It's probably best to speak with them, because you may have
to
estimate. Yeah,
I didn't get too much.
They may have the exact date, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get too much info.
Okay. So you just want to know what the process is to transfer the loan from the merchant's name to another person's name.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we're going to first need a copy of the death certificate, but I'm going to confirm with my manager. If you can hold on for one moment, don't mean to continuously put you on hold, but I just want to make sure I'm giving you accurate information. But I do think the best bet, and what he's probably going to tell me, is to have the merchant call in. I'm surprised the merchant wasn't able to get anyone at all, because that's very strange.
Is it okay if I have them reach out to you directly?
Yeah, they can call me.
Okay.
Do you have the number for here?
Can I have your direct line, please?
There's no direct line. Unfortunately, here there's no direct line, but there is an extension for everyone. So I can give you my extension, but we don't have direct line.
Okay, that'll work.
So do you have the main number? Do you want me to give you that?
Yeah, can you give me the main number as well?
Okay, so the main number is 212-947-0100. And my extension is 420. My name is Sherry.
420.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Sherry. That's the main number. If I'm unavailable, the merchant can always follow the options and speak with customer service. We're here between 9 to 6, and they're in South Carolina. It's Eastern Standard Time, so, same time zone. If they call after, they'll get voicemail. They won't get anyone. And maybe that's what they were trying to do, reach someone in customer service, but unfortunately, no one was available.
Yeah.
So let me just verify with my manager what is the process, unless you prefer for us to speak with him directly.
Yeah, I'll just pass him your number, and then that way you can give him the information directly.
Okay. And what's the son's name?
I spoke with the wife. She's probably going to be the one talking to you. Her name is Karen.
So the wife is Karen.
Yeah.
Okay. But she doesn't want the anything transferred to her name. She wants it transferred to the son's name.
No, but she mentioned that they're together right now, so she should be able to just pass him the phone if you need to talk to him.
Okay, no problem. If I'm unavailable, if I step away from my desk, you know, if I go out to lunch or whatever, they can leave a voice message, and I'll definitely give them a call back also.
Okay, thank you for all your help, Sherry.
Again, if I'm unavailable, they can go through customer service, and the call could be transferred if I'm unavailable. If it's an urgency to speak with someone, customer service can also handle that too.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.